Welcome to Dr. Vaughn's COVID-19 Updates, the podcast that updates you daily on the pandemic. Dr. Mark Vaughn here with Dr. Vaughn's COVID-19 Updates for July 6, 2020, where we will be discussing a study on interventions to reduce the spread of the virus. Welcome back after the 4th of July weekend. I hope yours was safe and that you were able to celebrate the 4th without catching COVID. We want to talk today about an article that came out of Princeton. It's in preprint. Its title is Quantifying the Impact of U.S. State Non-Pharmaceutical Interventions on COVID-19 Transmission. Let me quote a portion of the article here for you. We relate the intensity of interventions to statistical estimates of transmission, finding that more stringent control measures are associated with larger reductions in disease proliferation. Additionally, we observe that transmission increases with population density, but not population size. These results may help inform future response efforts. So, in reading their abstract, what I find is that it's pretty much what you would expect, that non-pharmaceutical interventions, that means social distancing, which can be requiring mask wearing, or it can be requiring people to keep the 6-foot distance, or just simply not even going out and being in public places, and very much includes not having large gatherings, the gatherings that result in the so-called super spreading events. So that's going to be large groups of people in a single place. So this density of people, and also, of course, the longer that occurs, the more transmission is going to take place. It supports what's been said and what's been seen from countries like South Korea, where there's a lot of control over people's interaction with each other, or even use of apps to inform people of when they have been close to others, that we need to continue the non-pharmaceutical interventions, the social distancing, the not having large gatherings, in order to try to keep the transmission of COVID-19 down to unity. That means one person only on average gives it to a single other person. If we can keep it at that, then it doesn't spread and grow exponentially. It just keeps a constant number. And currently, the number of people that are being hospitalized is a number that can be dealt with. Now, deaths don't seem to be going up yet from the so-called second surge, but that still could happen. We hope not. We've been surprised by other things in a good way as far as how well interventions have been able to help. With a lot more spread going on, we hope that death counts won't go up. That they'll probably stay more even where they are and until something more can be done, perhaps a vaccine by the end of the year. That's what the administration hopes with their warp speed vaccine development, and we certainly hope that does occur. This is the part of the program where we respond to messages sent through the link in the description of the show. You can also find the link for messages that you can leave a voice message at anchor.fm/COVID updates. That's it for today. Please do tell your friends who are interested in COVID-19 pandemic updates to subscribe to this podcast. That would really be appreciated. Until next time, Dr. Mark Vaughn telling you to stay in good health.